Since Nigerians returned to democracy in 1999, there have been dozens of attacks on journalists in the country. Comrade Emmanuel Obeche is the chairman of the Nigeria Union of Journalists, or NUJ. He says the threats continue.
In respect to the number of journalists killed since return to democracy in Nigeria, it's about 20 or 22. Because it spans from Obasanjo, Yar'Adua, Jonathan, and to Buhari. And specifically in the last almost 8 years, we've had 9 journalists that have been killed, butchered in their homes, mostly by non-state actors.
Obeche says the Nigeria Union of Journalists is seeking to have those responsible for the killings held to account so the families of the slain journalists have closure.
The NUJ has been compiling list of those that have been killed extrajudicially, and we forwarded same to the Office of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice. We hope that the government will act on it. Unfortunately, government seem not to have acted decisively on the petitions, including the National Human Rights Commission that is empowered to look into some of these matters. But it isn't just a one-stop effort.
Obeche says the journalists' union continue to work with the authorities, particularly with the police, to provide security and conducive environment for journalists. Ahead of Saturday's presidential election, the union has worked to train and advocate for journalists to help them stay safe during electioneering period and crisis situations. 10 years after the United Nations came out with an action plan on the safety of journalists and the issue of impunity, Nigeria has not taken any concrete action to stem attacks on journalists. A lawyer in Abuja, Barrister Dauda Ajedosun, says the government should stress effective law enforcement related to the rights of the journalists.
The constitution, being the supreme law in Nigeria, provides for a way where anybody's right that is being infringed can seek redress in our law court. It is also established that the gross violation of the journalist's rights is always between two actors. One, we have state actors, we have security agents. You discover that security agents are usually the one the government even use against the journalist.
Victorson Abwenson is a journalist with the Federal Radio Corporation of Nigeria. He is worried about safety for journalists during the elections.
I would expect the security agencies to provide security for journalists who are covering this election. You know that in time past, we've had a very fatal incident. We've lost colleagues in the heat of these political contestations.
The Nigerian Union of Journalists has created a hotline for members to report abuses, harassment, and threats as the election commences on Saturday. For VOA News, from Abuja, Nigeria.